This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Jeffrey, did you just hear it? I don't know if you know this. We play spots. We play ads and stuff. They were just describing a Zaxby's salad.
The sensation salad that my wife had yesterday.
Well, the salad that they were describing. Mm-hmm. They're saying, when does a salad become a salad, right?
Yes.
And they said it has fried chicken on it,
mm-hmm,
and croutons on it,
mm-hmm,
and an egg roll.
Yeah. My wife gave it two thumbs up.
What is wrong with us? I love that. It sounds delicious. Sounds delicious. But it's got fried chicken and an egg roll.
It's the Bud Light Real Men of Genius. Thank you, Mr. Taco Salad Inventor.
I happened to Google this. Back in the 1960s, the average woman in America weighed 130 pounds. Now, 166 pounds. Now, this is not about your wife, by the way. This is not about your wife. Gained 30, which is what the average American man weighed in the 1960s. So women have gone from average American women from 130 to 160, and men have gone from 166 to 195.
Yeah. Now, I do think we've also gotten taller.
Let's be honest.
We haven't
gotten as much taller as we've gotten wider.
We've definitely gotten fatter.
It's really amazing. The salad, baby. All right. Who am I to talk? You know what I got yesterday? I got the Dirty Bird at Sunrise Cafe. And I don't know why I took myself to lunch. Just me. Mm-hmm. Just me. I took myself to lunch.
A little me time.
And it had fried chicken on it.
Uh-huh.
And bacon on it. And uh-huh. Buffalo
and,
sauce.
And you were making fun of a salad?
And it comes with fries. I'm not making fun of it. I was making fun of it. But at least it's the Dirty Bird. There's nothing clean about it. It's the opposite of clean eating. Now,
you're not lying to yourself. I can get it.
What is so the Dirty Bird comes with fries, and I then got a drink, and I tipped 20%. It's a fast casual place. You walk up at the counter or whatever else. What do you think it cost? I don't have it to the cent, but I know the nearest dollar.
18.
20.
Yeah. Did you tip?
With the 20% tip. Yeah. It was going to lunch now.
Yep.
It used to be, going to lunch used to be $12.
And we just let it happen.
And now it's $20.
We just let
it
happen.
It's getting bigger. It's just like we're getting bigger. We're just trying to keep up with our size. The whole thing. Everything. We're all getting bigger. Also, the show, Bigger and Better. Today, don't we have fabulous prizes? It's Writer Than Right Trivia Day. Thursday, what do we got?
Jeff, we've got Win 'Em Before You Can Buy Them.
I saw this.
Two tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco and Jim Gaffigan. It's a night of comedy. Tickets will go on sale at 10 a.m. tomorrow. The show will be February the 21st at FedEx Forum. Also, two tickets to go see 901 Wrestling's Big Show Sunday at Minglewood, 5 p.m.
How about that? Writer Than Right Trivia. Jeffrey, he says he's on a losing streak.
I am.
He's lost. Well, 2 weeks ago, I had to step in. And,
doesn't matter how. I lost twice.
And so Jeffrey's going to try to. It's a get right game for Jeffrey. But all you have to do, you could best him. And it turns out he's vulnerable now. He's moving today.
Yeah.
How's that going?
I'm not there.
Why are you here? You should have taken the day off. You should have taken the day off. You're moving today.
Uh-huh.
Black Tie Moving, doing the job for
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Eric Castletine's.
Yes, we got the friends and family discount. And
we got
been...
producer Rocco. Because of that, we got producer Rocco.
Correct.
The German Shepherd is in studio.
Shepherdish.
If you hear Rocco contributing to the show. So, yeah, what was the theory? Like, I talked about, we've talked about whether, when your kid is due, whether you're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Right? When you're moving?
Yeah. So, number one, the show must go on.
That is true.
And
that is true. And writer trivia does not work without Wright.
Correct. And more importantly, it's, you know, the Jeff Calkins show doesn't work without Wright.
That is also true.
And number two, I want to continue to be married.
That's a good plan.
That's not a good setup.
Best to just remove yourself from the premises.
Yep.
That's sometimes.
Sometimes you got to know when to take yourself out.
Know when to hold them.
You know what I mean?
Know when to fold them.
Know
when to walk
away. Sometimes you got to top.
Know when to run.
Tip yourself on the helmet and take yourself out.
Those lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Among the most known American lyrics of the last 60 years, wouldn't you say?
Yes, but how many people know it's Willie Nelson?
I don't think they know it's Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, see?
That's what they know it is.
Exactly.
They just know the words. Anyway, today on the show, we've got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. He's written a piece about a couple pieces of interest, one about Zach Edey that we'll talk to Chris about straight up at 10 o'clock. And then we will play Writer Then Write Trivia. So I was last night, this is what I want to talk just a little bit at the start because it was terrific. Last night, we had the Hall of Fame induction ceremony at the convention center, and Wolo and I were the MCs of this. Although, let's be honest, being an MC for this particular event, there's almost no work involved. You just introduce the film that is introducing the people, or you introduce someone else who's introducing the people. You say three sentences and sit down. And so there's not a lot of heavy lifting for me or for Wolo. The people behind it, the folks who at Memphis Tourism who organize it do a spectacular job. And then John Stamm and John Ganazzo, who really are sort of do the research and brains and have heavy lifting behind the operation, do a remarkable job as well. So we just stand up there and basically call out the names. But I'm always struck. I mean, a lot of these people last night, they've been in multiple halls of fame. Reggie White, obviously, it's a posthumous induction for Reggie White. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame. You know, Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is truly one of the greatest players who ever strode the earth. Andy Roberts, who's a racquetball player, you can list five or six racquetball Hall of Fames that he's in. Dick Fagen, swim coach, same thing, multiple Halls of Fame. Andre Turner, multiple Halls of Fame, and on and on and on. Zeebo had his number retired by the Grizzlies. And so you wonder how exactly it's a nice event. It's a beautiful event, but it's the Memphis Hall of Fame. We've been going for 4 years or I think it was the fourth class, I think. And what always strikes me is how emotional people are about being inducted. Because it's their hometown or it's the place where they competed on the highest stage. And so the Memphis part of the Memphis Hall of Fame means a lot, really without exception, to all of them. And it was, and then they get up and you get to sort of take stock of your life a little bit. We all want to have an impact in our own small way. And so it just becomes a really emotional night. Andre Turner stood up there. Did you know he has five daughters?
I did not.
He has five daughters. He said we kept trying for the son. He said after three, we paused. You're like, okay, the old no one to hold them, no one to fold them, right? You got three daughters.
See what you did there.
And then he's like, yeah, nope. And his wife said, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? I think that's
let him go,
what,
he's wrong.
I think that's what she said. And so they had two more girls. And they were there. And he met her when he, I think, 14, he said. And think about Andre Turner's travels after the Memphis State at the time, as he played all across the world, and since he's coached, and of course now he's back home. He gets the award. Maybe because he had to say something about all five daughters, gets the award for the longest talk, but very emotional, and was sensational. And then Andy Roberts, at one point, his voice broke. He lives in Chicago now, but he said, I'm a Memphian, man. That's what I am. I'm a Memphian. Bingo Smith, the great Bingo Smith, Bobby Bingo Smith. Bobby Bingo Smith, of course, is the player, great player from Melrose, averaged 32 points a game as a senior at Melrose. And he was admitted to Memphis, and then that admission was withdrawn. Because, let's be honest, it was 1965 in Memphis. And Memphis had not had a black player, and it would be 2 years before they did. And so he had to take his greatness to Tulsa and then to the Cavs. He's had his number retired by the Cleveland Cavs. I mean, that's, again, but his wife was there and talked about how much it meant to them. Dick Fagen, who I mentioned just earlier, he all that guy did was create Memphis as a swimming city. Like, the father of swimming in Memphis is Dick Fagen, who grew up in North Carolina, went to NC State, was a great swimmer, almost made the Olympic team in 1956, just a hair's breadth. You imagine the crushing disappointment of that. And so what do you do instead? You move to Memphis, and you literally just change lives. Like 24 swimmers who made it to the Olympic trials swam for Dick Fagen, and 5 different Olympians from Memphis, Tennessee, swam for Dick Fagen. Then Jarvis gets up there, and oh my God, I just don't know where he gets it. Like, his energy and optimism. I once wrote that Jarvis, the name should be, the correct spelling of Jarvis is J-A-R-V-I-S exclamation point. It has to have an exclamation point. Like, his whole life has an exclamation point. But among the people who were there, and it's one of my sweet stories about a Jarvis, there's a million stories about Jarvis, but Kerry Anderson, who was a reporter for a long time, I think 16 years maybe, at WMC, it was her first day on the job. She didn't know Memphis. She didn't know anything about the city. And I'm a really, total stranger, didn't know anyone. And Jarvis couldn't wait to drive her around and show her his wonderful city. Jarvis didn't, show her the places to avoid. That wasn't the point. The point was to show his wonderful city, to show off his wonderful city to this new employee. As Carrie once told me, she said, it wasn't that just that Jarvis loved Memphis, is that he wanted to share his love of Memphis for everyone. And as you sometimes go through life now and see people on social media ripping this, ripping that, criticizing this, criticizing that, it almost feels like people can't wait to pile on sometimes. I would urge you to think, what would Jarvis say about this city? Try to internalize a little about that Jarvis optimism, that Jarvis exclamation point. And he got up, and it was a family affair. JJ, of course, JJ Greer, his son, introduced Jarvis, and it was spectacular. And then Zeebo, it was yet another time when I had to apologize for writing. I said,
you'll never get away from that column.
There may come a time when I no longer have to apologize for writing a column saying the worst thing the Grizzlies could do is trade for Zach Randolph. But tonight is not that night. And then you look back. Before that Zeebo trade, the three seasons previous, the Grizzlies had won 20, 22, and 22 games. Zeebo comes, they immediately win 40, and then 7 straight years of playoffs. I don't know what would have happened, but they saved the franchise, man. They embedded that franchise deep in our hearts. And Tony was there. Tony is going to have his number retired, of course, later on this season. And it's a good thing that I mentioned my column, because if I didn't, Lionel was certainly going to mention it. Lionel introduced Zeebo. And so I mentioned my column, and Lionel was all prepared to mention it. And he did say I had stolen some of his thunder, which I was happy to do. But Lionel, another guy I underestimated, Lionel gets up there and says, in the draft room when they take Blake Griffin. He's like, we got to go get Zeebo. He said Mike Heisley was against it. Mike Heisley was dead set against it, which I don't think I'd heard before. And Lionel said, you don't understand. He's better than Blake Griffin. And certainly head-to-head in those tilts, he was. And so Zeebo was looking great. He gets up. And then you got Ken Bennett. Ken Bennett, of course, who started Streets Ministries and has touched thousands and thousands and thousands of kids in Memphis. He was very funny. He said it's humbling to be here because all through the cocktail hour, people walked up to me and said, who are you here for? I don't know what kind of athlete Ken was, but I know that he lifted up thousands of kids in the city of Memphis. That is what he has devoted his life to doing. And with originally just started out with a van. He'd go in his van. And by the way, he said everyone like was suspicious. The cops thought he was a drug dealer, and the drug dealers thought he was a cop. Like, you know, when he went down there. And then he told the story of one time he heard gunshots, and he said, you know, I always think what you're doing. He said, but I saw some kids running. He said, and I pulled my van between the kids and where the gun. I heard the gunshots coming from. Bold move, Cotton. Right.
Yep.
And so, kids get in the van. And one of them is this little tiny bitty kid. And he started talking to him. He said, he said he played basketball. He said, are you any good? He said, I'm great. The kid said, I'm great.
Good answer.
It was Antonio Burks.
Well, he wasn't wrong.
And he went to his next game. He said he couldn't make a shot, but he was the fastest kid on the floor easily. And they, of course, became close friends. And among the people whose lives Ken Bennett changed. But as someone once pointed out, they had at the time, I don't know, 200 kids a day coming through streets. And he'd done it at the point I was reading the story about Ken. He'd been doing it for 20 years. And two of them played for the University of Memphis. You know, most of them are kids, just Memphis kids who aren't going to be Division I basketball players. And then you got the two high school coaches, Jim Hines, a longtime coach at ECS, most notably, and Robert Newman. And Jim Hines has passed away. His son accepted for him. I was talking to his son, and his son said he taught PE, he taught history. Friday night he'd coach the game. Saturdays, they'd have everybody over and they'd talk about the game. Saturday mornings, they'd have breakfast and they'd talk about the game and they'd talk about politics and whatever else. He also delivered the commercial appeal. They'd get up Sunday morning and they'd throw the paper. So if you went to Jim Hines's car, you'd see all these old papers and inserts and stuff hanging. Because he's a high school coach, man, trying to make an extra buck. And he won 7 state championships. But as his son said, he wanted to win. He was intensely competitive, but there's a difference between your goal, that's to win, and your purpose. Your goal and your purpose. Your purpose is to change lives. And then Robert Newman was just unbelievably great. He was the last inductee and told the stories about, first of all, growing up in Memphis, 14 kids in that family, 8 boys and 6 girls. And they would have 2 baths. The boys would take a bath I think he said the youngest would go first and then up to the oldest using the same water. And then the girls would take a bath. You think youngest to oldest is the right way to go? You'd think oldest to youngest, you might, you know, seniority go first, but bigger and dirtier, you know, so the youngest got to go first.
I would also argue youngest takes more attention.
That may be. That may be. The youngest Illamore High. Yeah, you got to be
watching. You got to be way more attentive.
Careful. Yeah. You got to be way more attentive. There's that. And then he talked about when they moved at one point, they moved to a place and this kind of different kind of a bathroom. He said, all these knobs. I don't know what these knobs are. I started turning these knobs and water came out of the wall and the ceiling and stuff. It was obviously a shower. He'd never seen it before. He said, I ran, you know, and you just realize the abject poverty, the circumstances that some people, you know, have to fight as they are growing up. And Robert Newman is still that. And then obviously has been a longtime coach, but he's also, they do this MLK Invitational Tournament that has been going on now for 34 years and has raised thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for kids. So he was absolutely terrific talking about that. He also talked about meeting his wife. So he was at Lemoyne Owen, and he was a student, I guess, at Lemoyne Owen, and they were sitting on some steps, and they saw these two girls kind of far away, he and his buddy, and they were both in red, and they said, we kind of looked, we said, they look pretty good. They think they look good, and they look pretty good. And he said, I'll take the skinny one. You can't really say that now, right? But you're Robert Newman, and they've been married for 50 years or something like that at this point. Like, that is how he met his wife. Saw her from a distance and said, I'll take the skinny one. And when you've done everything that Robert Newman has done for this city and in this city, and when it's a love story like that, both with his wife and between the city, it was just a great event. And you know what else? It made me wish that I'd been here for some of it. In particular, the Reggie White, I mentioned him earlier. Steve Earhart got up and told the stories about Reggie White. It just gives me pains that I wasn't here for that Showboats. I wish I was here for the Andre Turner run. Like, I wish I was here for that. I wish I experienced Memphis then. And I wish I was here for the Showboats, because that team was killer. And Reggie's wife talked about how when they went from Memphis to Philadelphia, kind of what a come down it was, because they loved the family atmosphere. They loved the way that Memphis embraced Reggie and that team. And it was different, and it was entirely different in Philadelphia. So anyway, congratulations to the folks who put that on. It's a great night. It's a great night in Memphis. I got a game for you, Jeffrey. Ready? Here you go. Do you have a pen over there?
I have a writing utensil.
You have a writing utensil. Okay, what I'd like you to do is write down these names and on one side, and I want you to match the names to the injuries. Ready? Here are the injuries. Ankle sprain, hamstring, fifth metatarsal, tibia, tweaked ankle, and foot soreness. Got those? And then we got...
So ankle sprain,
uh-huh.
Hamstring,
yeah.
Fifth metatarsal,
yeah.
Tibia,
uh-huh.
Tweak ankle,
uh-huh.
Different than a sprain, and foot soreness.
Okay, yeah, right. And then the names are Ja, Cam Spencer, Jaron, Vince, Gigi, and Luke Kennard. How up are you on this? But there's some good news on this, by the way, though. Ja and Jaron, full speed in practice, evidently, yesterday. So that was great. Cam Spencer, Gigi, and Vince Williams still out. It feels like Ja and Jaron both will be ready for the opener. And then we had Kennard added to the list. That's why it got a little longer.
Okay, so let's start with the obvious ones. Hamstring was Jaron.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth metatarsal was Gigi.
That's correct.
Okay. Tibia was Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Ankle tweak is Ja.
Mm-hmm.
Ankle sprain is Cam.
Mm-hmm.
And then soreness is Luke. Foot soreness.
Foot soreness. That's very good, Jeffrey. You pay attention to this stuff. The word on Luke is he's getting evaluated. He is getting evaluated, but could miss some time. You have any level of concern over that? I don't. I don't.
I do think it's fair at some point to wonder, are they like excessively cautious?
Because
it's not like they get to the playoffs healthy.
It's mostly just nice that John Jarrett are full speed. We still haven't seen it. The amazing thing is we still haven't seen it, and we will not see the full complement on opening night, but we'll see close enough, right? We'll see close enough. We won't have
Which
Vince.
At this point is like...
We won't have Vince. We'll see close enough. We'll see what this team's supposed to be
opening
night.
We've now been
night.
Beaten down where it's like, close enough.
Close enough, yeah. Close enough. Last night we had...
Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
We have not had a close baseball game in this.
No.
In any of these series. We got two
it's
more
It's annoying.
Today.
I keep just wanting... I was like, I love playoff baseball when it's tight and whatnot. It's like, yeah. Last night you're just
when
like...
When it's excruciating.
Yes,
it's, there's nothing excruciating about
like,
it.
You're like, this is just boring.
Dodgers win 8-0. You were correct not to bury them. That's for sure. Otani was an impressive blow into the third deck.
I mean, he was seeing that pitch like he was seeing the board on a Saturday or Sunday, just absolutely licking his chops.
Which is more impressive, that mighty smote, or
That was a third decker,
or Sabrina Ionescu with the three from deep, 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 deep,
I mean, you have to say Sabrina
to
because
it.
Of game pressure, correct?
100%.
Like,
now,
so
on the other hand, it was tied. It wasn't...
Yeah, but it's still game pressure.
It was game pressure. It was totally different. That was killer. That was crazy. Pulling up from logo and draining it from...
That's when she had a feeling, too. Just like Shohei looking at the board, had a feeling.
It was really, I was at the event, so I had to catch up on both of these. But I think the winner there is Sabrina Ionescu. Caitlin Clark, by the way, all NBA first team. Seemed to adjust okay, didn't she?
Yeah,
seemed to adjust okay. First rookie to make a first team all WNBA since Candace Parker. All right, we're going to play Believe It or Not when we come back. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then we got Writer Than Right trivia after that. We do have a football game tonight, Broncos and Saints, Sean Payton Bowl. Sean Payton still considered great coach, or has it dimmed?
I still think most consider him a great coach. I do wonder if it's like...
Who's done this? Multiple times in multiple, there's two different things, multiple quarterbacks and multiple times, right? Like multiple places.
Yep.
Multiple places and multiple quarterbacks. So like a guy like Marty Schottenheimer,
yep.
He won at multiple places and you felt like it was Marty Schottenheimer,
one
right? Now, didn't win the biggest.
Correct.
Didn't even get there. Did he?
I don't think they've got to.
But like that felt like a Marty Schottenheimer production. Parcells?
Yeah, also, we have to also remember with Marty, even though this is nothing to do with his coaching, he gave us Brian as well. That's and watching Brian Schottenheimer offenses are just
demerits.
Absolutely awful.
Parcells?
Multiple spots. With multiple championships. Championship, is it one spot? Multiple championships, but at the same place. Giants won two, right?
Did the Giants win two?
Yes.
Giants won two? Like, impressive. Go do its multiple spots, right?
Got to the title at multiple spots.
They got to the Super Bowl in Dallas?
No, in New England.
Oh, in New England.
Lost to Favre.
Oh, yeah.
Two-time Super Bowl champion.
And then what did he do in Miami?
He was the GM, roster, and he took a tackle one.
Oh, yeah. He took over Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
He took the Michigan tackle.
Yeah.
Over Matt Ryan. So, all right, that's impressive. Belichick, one spot, one quarterback.
Did get to the playoffs with Cleveland.
Got to the year that Brady was out,
yep.
Still good.
Yep, 11-5 with Matt Cassel. And, I mean, listen, Matt Jones stinks. Did get to the playoffs with him.
So who else has done it like... And I'm not talking about Jimmy Johnson doing it at University of Miami.
Sure.
And
so we're
at Dallas,
setting aside
or
like
Pete Carroll or whatever else.
Switzer?
Oh, we're setting aside Switzer.
Yes.
Right, yes. And what's funny is Switzer doesn't get any credit for the
exactly.
Cowboys anyway.
Correct.
So any other coaches who leap to mind who are in other words, I guess my
Harbaugh.
Question is oh yeah, well he's doing it now.
Yep.
We'll see. You have to say jury's out.
He doesn't have a he never had a losing season with the Niners.
No, but that's one spot. This is the second spot.
Yeah.
So I'm not willing.
And he's hamstrung at quarterback.
It's clearly impressive so far, but I'm not saying they're better with Harbaugh this year. I'm not saying but you can't say the Chargers thing is you can't pronounce it a success yet.
Well, no, I'm emotionally hedging also.
Oh, right, yes. That's
because of Herbert. That's
partly true.
Yes, I've got to figure out a way to make sure we diminish all accomplishments.
So the question is going to steal a coach, is it that...
Well,
Andy freaking Reid.
Yeah.
People were probably out there screaming at me in the whatever. Andy Reid.
The question with Peyton
damn
is...
Damn good in Philadelphia and the best now in Kansas City.
The question with Peyton is, how much is it Peyton versus how much of it was Drew Brees?
Right.
And Drew Brees is, in my opinion, the most consistently underrated quarterback we've ever had.
It is interesting.
Height
he supremacy. Doesn't get he didn't get dinged for Drew Brees. He got more credit for it.
Correct.
He got the credit for Drew Brees more than Drew Brees got the credit for him.
Correct.
Whereas Belichick Brady, until Brady went and did it in the Tampa, was like, I don't know who's responsible for that. People actually tended to look at Brady more as a system quarterback.
And I would say the better comparison, because the Belichick-Brady championships is so overwhelming, but Pete Carroll doesn't really get credit for probably using Russell Wilson better. Like,
right.
People have thought Russell Wilson's way better
maybe
than
in retrospect, yes.
Correct.
We're seeing a little more of that. Anyway. Yes, there is a game tonight. That's how we got started on this. Broncos at the Saints. Listen, earlier in the week, I was telling you about if you want to put together a same game parlay over at FanDuel.
Josh snaked that TD.
I was saying Alvin Kamara over rushing yards, and then I would say Rashid Shaheed because it's right here on my script over receiving yards. But given that I'm a close observer of the NFL, I will point out he's out.
Yeah.
Meniscus surgery.
Tough.
Do not include him in the same game parlay. But if you're a new customer, you can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to make every moment more this season. FanDuel is, of course, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We'll play Believe It or Not when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert Irwin Jewelers celebrating 47 years in Memphis. 47 years in Memphis. They're celebrating with a 47th anniversary sale. Engagement rings, wedding bands, diamond earrings, diamond pendants, gold chains, all kinds of beautiful jewelry over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 47th year in Memphis. And they do it by treating people right. If you're thinking about getting engaged, head on in there. They got the meant-to-be guarantee. Buy your loose diamond or custom-made engagement ring from Robert Irwin Jewelers, and you have 365 days to return it. That's the kind of peace of mind you get. But the truth of the matter is they just do a spectacular job. And right now, even better, because the 47th anniversary sale is ongoing. They've got locations across Memphis, plus one in Little Rock. Check them out at any of those locations. I go to the one right across from Novel on Perkins Extended, or check them out at rijewelers.com. Let's play Believe It or Not. Callie Priestcorn should probably rethink social media. This, of course, comes Callie Priestcorn, former Memphis Tiger Caden Priestcorn, now plays for the Ole Miss Rebels. And Callie took to social media and tweeted about the...
See, they're 86, who also plays tight end.
Hopefully we can get 86. We can see 86 get one more ball next game. She wrote, Caden, in the loss to LSU, one catch for 9 yards, 12 receptions on the year for 203 yards. You could say the grass isn't always greener. Memphis fans might be thinking that. In some ways, it's greener. Like, greener is certainly,
yeah,
it's greener. She is not happy with the usage, though. What do you, anyway, let's go back to the, she should probably rethink her approach to social media.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I mean, it's, she was using, I believe she was using like her son's voice, and it was kind of a cute, funny thing. It's like, there's a lot of Ole Miss fans that are just unhappy, and they're just unhappy because the way the season's gone, whatnot. Like, it was cute. It was funny. Like, you can't be Lane Kiffin and do everything he does on Twitter and then criticize someone else on Twitter.
If, let me ask you this, because I heard you talking about this on your show, I think. Maybe it was Gabe. Talking to Cobb. Gabe still has Cobb on, right?
Yes.
You do as well.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then
David's
with me today.
It was Gabe. And they were it was Cobb talking about how, you know what? It feels like neither side of this marriage is happy anymore. And that Lane occasionally pokes at the Memphis, at the Ole Miss fans for, you know, hanging in the Grove too long and not coming to the games, and the Ole Miss fans or whatever. I don't, of course no one's happy about the season. But let's be honest. If right now Lane was to, you were to find out that Lane was going to Florida, Ole Miss fans would be unhappy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it may be
they're just, the season is playing out, and I think Ole Miss fans took Saturday very hard. But Neil and I were talking about this earlier today. The loss that stings is the Kentucky loss, because you could, like, yes, they had a chance to put LSU away. And they didn't do it, and LSU, they lose in overtime. But that's not like some type
Weirdly
of-
enough, though, the Kentucky loss, they get their ass kicked. I mean, not their ass kicked, but that one...
They were a two-touchdown favorite.
Right, they were two-touchdown favorite. But if you look at the two games, the one that they should have won more than is the LSU one.
Yeah.
Even more so.
They didn't block very well in either game. The problem is, the same reason they lost the Kentucky games, the same reason they ended up losing the LSU game. Like, everyone's criticizing play calling, you know, everyone's upset with the offense. their problem right now is, you know why the offense doesn't work? They can't block.
Right.
Nothing works when you can block.
So what's the level of unhappiness on either side? With the other, now, specific to the other. Clearly disappointment on all fronts.
I thought this was interesting on Monday. Lane finished his Monday presser, you know, when like everyone goes the Monday press conference on their off day. He came back and like made like a pitch, like, I know people are unhappy, but like, this is a good thing that you're unhappy. It means we've raised expectations, whatnot. Now, I think it was probably a pitch to please don't stop giving to NIL.
Right.
But like, he did, like, he made a point of it, and he's been kind of critical of fans at times, and he's like, we got a great home environment. I need to see you out there next Saturday when Oklahoma comes to town, first time ever. Like he seems to be aware.
Right.
Like, level of unhappiness. I mean, I think Lane's
with the other. No, with the other. Not obviously, there's some disappointment on all quarters with the way the season has gone. My question specifically is level of Lane unhappiness with Mississippi or Mississippi fans, and Mississippi fans happy with Lane, unhappy with Lane.
So Lane's the wild card in this, because who really knows what he thinks? Because on the one hand, if you tell me Lane gets to the end of the year and goes, if I can't do it this year, it's never going to happen here.
Right.
I'm not convinced that Lane Kiffin is all in on winning championships. He's got a sweet gig.
Right.
I mean, what we saw the list yesterday. Was he the 9th or 10th highest paid coach in America? He's going to have to really fall to do something to ever lose that gig. Now, it's very possible also that Lane goes at the end of the season, like, I can't do it here. I'm going to go try it somewhere where I can do it.
Okay.
So I would say Ole Miss fans are unhappy, but like on the happiness scale, 8. And Kiffin, I don't want to.
They both should be pretty happy. Actually, in the end, with each other, they 100%. Should be pretty happy. They both have a pretty sweet deal. He has a pretty sweet deal to be getting what he's getting at
he's
Ole Miss.
He's the right coach for them.
And Ole Miss fans have a pretty sweet deal to have Lane as their head
yes.
coach. Okay. It's a sneaky, tricky game for the University of Memphis this Saturday.
I believe this. And it's not because...
What's weird is no one has talked about that. I don't hear much about this game. People are like, they're 5-1, and you got a game against North Texas, and it's here, they're back. But it doesn't feel like there's a lot of pop about it.
And I think that's schedule.
This is back when we were talking about the pack, ladies and gentlemen. People are like, Boise's not so great. What, Boise's not like bringing Alabama in here? No, Boise is not like bringing in Alabama. But bringing Boise in here is different than bringing North Texas.
Oh, I missed the part where the SEC had an invite extended.
Right, exactly, right. So
the reason why I think this is a weird game is you and I talked about it on Monday when we didn't really know how to categorize Memphis's win, because on the one hand, they were dominant. They put the game away in the first quarter. And
right, like the offense looks sluggish.
And that's kind of the second straight game. The MTSU thing was the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's that at no point did I ever consider they were losing either game.
Right.
But the reason why I think this is a sneaky, tough one, North Texas is going to score. Now, you're going to score too. They are indifferent to defense. It is something to do until they get the ball back.
Right.
But what if they put a number up and the offense is still a little clunky?
Right. Well, I'll see you there, folks. Okay, here's one. There are three big games, massive games, in the SEC this weekend. And if you had field storming in Austin, in Knoxville, and in Fayetteville, that would be all appropriate if those home teams were to win. Are those all field storming occasions? You got Georgia coming to Texas, Alabama coming to Tennessee, and LSU going to Arkansas. Are they worthy of a field storm if they win?
So I'm going to say I don't believe it.
Any of them?
No. Texas.
Is the most?
You're the number one team and you're the favorite.
Well, the problem with all of these is Texas, you're the number one team, you're the favorite, you're at home. act like you've been there. It's not you're not knocking off the Titan. You are the Titan. Can't storm the field.
Correct.
Okay.
The other ones I'm fine with.
Yeah.
And I know Tennessee just did it.
Tennessee just did it. Look at this Alabama team. This Alabama team is worthy of if you win, all you've done is what Vanderbilt just did. Field storm?
I'm just saying.
You're better. You think you're better than Vandy.
If you want to celebrate the win. I'm fine if you're an underdog.
What are they? Why are they an underdog? 3-point underdog?
Yeah. You seen their offense recently?
Yeah, they got some blocking issues.
Tennessee, I've been saying this all year. Tennessee and Ole Miss are the same team. The same thing that's plaguing Tennessee is plaguing Ole Miss.
That truth that you just uttered, nothing works if you can't block.
It's really hard.
It's really hard if you can't block is the problem.
In that league especially, because everyone's usually at least got one or two pass rushers.
So you'd be fine with that field storming?
Yes.
Okay. Fayetteville. That's the sneaky good game in the SEC.
The problem on this one is you just stormed the field last week or 2 weeks ago.
Right. And anyone really convinced this LSU team so great?
No.
No.
Now, I think that's going to be kind of the theme of the SEC.
Okay. Uga versus Bevo. Bevo wins.
We've seen this before. The Sugar Bowl.
We've seen them go head to head.
Now,
the
I know
Sugar
it was
Bowl.
Not this Uga, but we have seen what happens.
That's not my question. My actual question isn't.
No, Uga's better mascot. Uga's better mascot.
Uga wins.
Oh, yeah. I'm an Uga guy through and through.
Do you have any guess? Guess which.
Who's
been around longer, Bevo or Uga, as a mascot? Not this particular one, but the institution of this mascot.
I'm going to say Uga, but the way you're asking makes me think it's Bevo, but I'm going to say final answer Uga.
No, Bevo's been around a lot longer. Bevo, 1916.
Okay.
Texas's original, weirdly enough, this gets a little confusing. Texas's original mascot was a pit bull terrier.
Okay.
But Bevo became the mascot in 1916. What's interesting is it's only Bevo 15.
Well, they live so much longer.
They live a long time.
Yeah.
They have long horns. They have long lives.
Not only that, like, to get the English bulldog to look like Uga, there's so much inbreeding.
So, because you've got, since 1916, it's 15 Uga. I mean, 15 Bevos. Do you know what Uga is? What Uga we're up to?
We're up in the double digits.
Yeah, since 1956.
What are we on, 12?
11. Okay. Very good. Close enough. I'd give you credit for that. You're up to, but I do think, if you're asking me which is a better mascot, I'll say this, though. Bevo, he's like the Jerry West of mascots. Like, he's not just the mascot. He's this insignia.
Does he run onto the field?
He's on the field. He runs on the field.
That's what I'm saying. Give me Ralphie.
He just stands. Oh, no,
I think Bevo's overrated.
I was about to say this, that one of the great things about Bevo is it's a great logo, and he's the living manifestation of the logo.
Sure.
But the fact is that the cow does less
nothing.
Impressive than the logo.
Yes. He just sits there.
If you're going to ask for whatever. Is the better logo, honestly, I think the better mascot, there's no question that Ralphie the Buffalo. Ralphie the Buffalo could
She puts it on the line.
Could give, and it is a she, because you don't want a male buffalo too damn big, can go head-to-head with Uga as a mascot.
Yeah.
Obviously, they could both kick Uga's ass.
Right.
Let's be honest. Hell, the Navy goat could kick Uga's ass.
Probably.
Right? And the Army mule also could kick Uga's ass.
I mean, I'll be
ass.
Honest. Reveille could probably kick Uga's ass.
That's possible, too. So, but I think if you're saying the Bulldog is the classic mascot. In fact, the first Bulldog ever, first mascot ever, not the full sport, was Yale's Handsome Dan, and sort of set the stage for all the mascots to come. Bulldog is like the Butler Bulldog was down
blue,
here. Blue.
Blue's
was,
the man.
Blue is the best.
Blue's the man. He follows me on Twitter.
But I don't know that Ralphie isn't just as good or better. A freaking buffalo that runs the field.
Majestically.
Majestically.
Powerfully. She brings the team onto the field.
It's really incredible. It is really quite something. Russell Wilson should get the start this weekend.
I don't believe it, but it seems like that's what's going to happen. And this is where I do. Oftentimes, I think coaches can be over glamorized. I yield to all things Mike Tomlin.
This feels totally like it's a Mike Tomlin decision. I mean, it's interesting. Arthur Smith, the OC.
I bet he would want Fields.
He was quoted earlier this week at his saying, basically, you know, I really love the way Justin Fields goes about his business, stays off social media, whatever. And who's the opposite number? Russell Wilson, who like is a creature of social media.
Correct.
You know what I mean? I think he probably likes his legs.
He likes having 11-on-11.
Likes having a guy who's mobile. Yeah. But I think the play for Tomlin, and I think you're right, you have to cede to Tomlin, right? You have to...
Look at all the locker room issues he's had, the people in his locker room, and he's always managed it. I yield to him.
And yet, I think he's basically, it's a ceiling play. He's like, I know we can't do it with Justin Fields. And so maybe let's see what it looks like with
And he
Russ.
Is, where I will give him credit, he's not afraid to juggle.
Yeah, no, he'll go back.
Yeah.
He'll go back, and people won't doubt him. Because he's Mike Tomlin, he has the freedom to do that.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, that is the ultimate job security.
All right, Chris Harrington joins us next. Then we're going to play Writer Then Write Trivia. Claire and I recently opened up an account at Leaders Credit Union because it's fabulous. They got unbelievable technology. They've got unbelievable rates. Incredibly helpful. And right now, among the things they're offering, 4.75 APY certificate special. That's an 11-month certificate special. Make 4.75, build wealth by saving. Let's be honest. Build wealth by saving and by building, 4.75. Or they've got a Forward Plus high yield savings account. That's 4% APY. No balance tiers, minimums, or requirements. Dividends pay monthly. Because they are a credit union and exist purely for the member benefit of their members, that's the sort of thing they can offer. Fabulous technology, helpful folks. They got a outlet. They're building a new one in Arlington, and they have one in Bartlett, but you could just log on. Go to leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Chris Harrington on the other side. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.